This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. Five electrifying Divrei Torah on Parshas Vayelech. First, from our Elevate Your Shabbos table sheet, I want to thank the Levitan family for transcribing these Divrei Torah. I want to share with you three Divrei Torah on Parshas Vayelech, and then we'll see from the Ben La'ashri. The first one is on Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yadad, Vayemra Hashem Amoisha, Hin Karvu Yomech Alamos, Kira Es Yehoshua, Vehisyatzvu, Ba'oi Amoyed, Ba'atzavenu, Vayelech Moisha, Vehoshua, Vayisyatzvu, Ba'oi Amoyed. Now, Hashem says to Moisha, behold, your days have approached to die. Call Yehoshua and stand in the Oi Amoyed, and I will command him. And Moisha and Yeshua went, and they stood in the Oi Amoyed. So the Oznaim L'Torah of Zalman Saraskin offers a very interesting insight in this pasuk. And Rav Zalman Saraskin notes the phraseology over here. It doesn't say that Moshe will die. Hashem doesn't say, Hein Karvu Lamos, but rather, your days are nearing death. Why this unusual expression, Hein Karvu Yamecha Lamos? Your days are nearing death. Should say, Hein Karvu Misa. So this is a signal, this is a remez, to that which the Gemara tells us in Brachos on Daf Yud Ches, that Tzadikim afilu b'misasim kroyim chayim. Tzadikim don't die. Tzadikim are always considered alive. By the way, the Marsha explains, why are Tzadikim always considered alive? Because what's the definition of life? What's the true definition of chayim? The true definition of chayim is, what's a mayim chayim? A mayim chayim is a living spring. It means it is attached to a underground living spring, a mayon, a spring that has unlimited source of water. It is rooted in the underground water, so it is a constant mayon that tzaddikim are connected to the source of life. What's the source of life? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, even when they're physically not alive, even when they die, but they're connected to the Makar HaChayim, and because they're always connected to the Makar HaChayim, they're called alive even when they're dead, as opposed to the Rishayim. The Rishayim, even when they're alive, they are disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, even when they're alive, they're dead. But this is alluded to in this Pasuk. It doesn't say, behold, you are approaching death. Your days are approaching dying. A righteous person doesn't technically die, but his days run out. This is the concept of tzadikim afilu misasim kroyim chayim is alluded to in these words, hein karvu yamech alamos. Perhaps there's another remez over here that we could add. Namely, the Arizal teaches us, and this is brought in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Vayechi, that we have a similar expression by Yaakov Avinu. Vayechi, Yaakov, Vayikruvu Yimei Yisrael Lamos. Vayikruvu Yimei Yisrael Lamos. The Arizal says that each day of a person's life is a living entity. Each day, so to speak, has a personality and has its own existence. And therefore, each day has to be connected to Limud HaTorah. Each day has to be connected to the mitzvah of Chesed and Tzedakah. And each day, as well, we have to connect to the mitzvah of Tshuva. Therefore, the Pasuk says, not your life is approaching death, but your days. Because each day is a separate living reality. Now, well, we continue on. Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Beis. Vayomer Aleihem. Ben Meyove Esrim Shana Anochi Ayom. Lo Yuchal Oid Lotzis V'Lavoi. V'Hashem Omer Elai. Lo Yisabras Hayarden Hazeh. Rashi says the words, Lo Yuchal Oid Lotzis V'Lavoi. I am not able to go out and to come. They refer to B'divrei Torah. From here we see Melamed Shenistemu Mimenu Mesoiras Mayonos HaChachma. From here we see that the wellsprings of Torah became sealed off. Moshe Rabbeinu used to be like a Mayon HaMezgaber. No longer. He lost that living connection to the Torah. He wasn't able to access the wellsprings of Torah. Comes Rav Yosef Shaul Halevi Natan Zan and the Divrei Shaul, and he explains, okay, so what's the connection between Moshe Rabbeinu not being able to access his Limurat Torah and the fact that Hashem told him, don't cross the Yarden? In other words, okay, I understand. Moshe says, Lo yuchal oy lotzeis v'lavai. My prowess in Torah has ceased. But fine, what does that have to do with Vashem Omar Eli, Lo yisavar es hayarden hazeh? And the Shoyal Umeshev, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Halevi Natan Zan, cites the Gemara in Shabbos that gives us insight into this. Gemara in Shabbos says on Daf Lamed Amud Beis that on the final Shabbos of David HaMelech's life, he was immersed in Limudat Torah, and therefore the Malach HaMoves was not able to affect him. Only after his learning was disrupted, when the Malach HaMoves went rattling around in the tree, so the Malach HaMoves was able to take away David HaMelech. Likewise, when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, the way that the Ribbono Shel Olam was able to preclude Moshe and prevent Moshe's access from going into Eretz Yisrael, who could stop Moshe from going to Eretz Yisrael? So long as he's still connected to the Mayonos of Chachma, nothing could stop Moshe from going into Eretz Yisrael. But the way the Ribbono Shel Olam stopped him is by removing his access from the Mayonos HaChachma, from removing his access of Lo Yuchal Oid, Lotzeis V'Lavoi, through that, Hashem was able to tell Moshe Lo Yisavar Es HaYarden Hazeh. Okay. Next, we have the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. V'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazois v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiem l'man tiali hashira hazois l'eid b'nei Yisrael. This is cited as the source for the mitzvah of Ksivat Sefer Torah, which, in according to the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, it's mitzvah Yurches, and according to the Sefer HaChinuch, it's the 613th mitzvah. Well, since there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah throughout the generations, why does it start off V'ata, and now, Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Hazois? Why now? It's for all times. Says Rav Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna. He says, we know the well-known Shita of the Rosh Menachos is that nowadays, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is fulfilled by publishing Svarim. That's the way to be Mekayim in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. However, before the heter to write down Torah Shebaal Peh, you weren't allowed to publish Svarim. In other words, nowadays you're Mekayim in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah by publishing Svarim. But back in the day, Dvarim Shebaal Peh, Yata Rashel Amram Bechsav, you weren't allowed to publish Svarim. And that part of the Torah which is taught orally, you couldn't express in writing. So the Ata, now, at that time, Kisvul Ramjazois, you have to write the Torah itself. And what about the Mefarshim, Sima Bafayim? Now, since there is a, nowadays, since there's a heter to write the oral law, then you don't have to write a Sefer Torah, but you're Mekayim in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah by publishing Svarim. In other words, the reason why the Torah says V'ata is the Torah saying, nowadays, meaning when the Torah is written in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, there's only one way to be Mekayim in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. You have to write the Torah itself. But presently, one can be Mekayim in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah by helping publish Svarim, or by publishing Svarim. So I'll take the opportunity to make a short appeal for the upcoming Svarim. Bezus Hashem Sefer Bereshis is coming out. We hope it will be here Bereshis time, working very hard. The next Sefer after that, B'siyat D'Shmaya, is going to be in English for Art Scroll on Purim. This year there are two Adars. So Bez Hashem, many of the Mamorim that are in the Hebrew will be in English, and there will be a number of new ones as well. And the next Hebrew Sefer to come out, we haven't announced yet. Very likely it will be Sefer Shemois, B'siyat D'Shmaya. If anybody wants to participate, Rav Nosson of Breslov says like this, this time of the year, we ask Ribbono Shel Olam to write for us many Svarim. We say, Hashem, write us in the book of Parnasa. Write us in the book of Chaim. Write us in the book of Shalom. Write us in the book of Zechuyos. We ask God to write many books. So Ibn Nosson says, the Zechus for the Ribbono Shel Olam to write for us many books is if we're involved in publishing many books. So Rav Nosson says publishing Svarim is a specific skula for the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Okay, we now move on to the Ben La'ashri on this week's parsha. Let's see if we could access it here. Here we go. Let's make it bigger. Okay. The parsha begins. It's actually pretty rare. Vayelech. How often do we have Vayelech? We don't often have Vayelech. Usually Nitzan and Vayelech go together. But this year we have the opportunity to learn Vayelech separately. So the question is, the pasuk says, Vayelech Moshe, and Moshe went. Where did he go? He went. Yeah, where? I would like to know. Wherever Moshe went, I would like to go. I wouldn't mind going where Moshe went. And the Ben La'ashri says as follows. We know that a malach is called an oimed, and an adam is called a mahalach. Like it says by Yeshua Kohen Gadol, I will give you mahalchim bein ha'oimdim. The malachim are called oimdim, and an adam is called a mahalach. And through what is a person zoicha to be a mahalach? A person is zoicha to be a mahalach al yedei the Torah. By learning Torah, by being involved in Limud HaTorah, we come closer and closer and closer to Hashem. We're Yechu Mechayel El Chayel. Now here's the thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was ready to make all the mitzvahs that he could have done B'Payel. There's nothing more he could have done. But Talmud Torah is a mitzvah you could always do. And you could be Mechayim Talmud Torah in a situation where you're precluded from being Mechayim mitzvahs Masiyos. So Moshe Rabbeinu was always able to be a Hoylech. Here's the problem, Rabbi Isai. On the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's Patira, it was Lo Yuchal Oid Latzis V'Lavoi. The wellsprings of Torah were shut down to him. If so, he can't be a Hoylech anymore. So how was Moshe Rabbeinu able to be a Hoylech? However, on the Pasuk Lecha Sa'inoiv Leinos Lecha, the Gemara in Saita says that Moshe didn't really die. Just like in this world, he was Oymed and Meshamesh, he does so similarly in the next world. So the question is, how does Moshe retain the ability to be a Hoylech even after he dies? The answer is, Vayelech Moshe! Moshe went! He became a Hoylech! How did he become a Hoylech? Because Vayedaber es Hadvarim Hoyla, by teaching the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Now, even though Moshe Rabbeinu passes on, whenever a Jew learns Torah, the lips of Moshe Rabbeinu are medovivos bekever, and he continues to be a Vayelech Moshe, he continues to be a Hoylech, even though he's already left this world. Continuing on, Vayelech Moshe, Vayedaber al Kol Yisrael, Vayimer Alehem, I'm 120 years old today. What's that big announcement that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying? That I'm 120 today. What was Moshe asking for? He wanted a birthday cake? He should have said, Lo yuchal lot seis lovei b'li misbar. Why does he have to give the date? I'm 120 today. And the Gemara, Rashi quotes, learns from here that Hashem is mashlim the years of tzaddikim, miyom liyom u'mishana l'shana. But Chazal tell us, one should do tshuva one day before they die. And the Gemara says, does a person know when they're going to die? And the Gemara says, yeah, you should certainly do tshuva today, maybe you'll die tomorrow. Now, common parlance is, you bless your friend, we say, you should live to be 120. Even though some gedolim say, that's a klala. Why do you want the guy to die young? Who mehechitesi, he can't live more than 120. Why are you being mekala the guy? Nowadays, people could live very long. I mean, I think most people would take 120, but there's no, it doesn't say anywhere you can only live 120. But the Ben La'ashri says it could be, it comes from the pasuk at the end of Bereishis, V'hayu yama me'ev esrim shana, that Hashem says in another 120 years there's going to be a mabul. So he reads the pasuk as follows. Vayelech Moshe. Moshe went. Vayedaber el kol Yisrael. He spoke to Klal Yisrael. He gave them advice. how to save themselves from the Yetzer Hara. You know what the advice is? You should always say, Ben Mea Ve'esrim Shana Anoichi Hayoim. You should always say, today's my last day. That was the advice that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael. Vayelech Moshe, Vayedaber El Yisrael, Vayoyim Arleim, Ben Mea Ve'esrim Shana Anoichi Hayoim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.